Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweets Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. What the frick? I just put it down. Oh, this is driving me insane. I'd just written on this piece of paper that was going to help me out for tonight, or for this show, and I lost it. Where the heck did it go? There it is. Okay. It was on the printer. How did that get there anyways? I don't even know how that would float to the printer. Whatever. Okay. How are you all doing, everyone? Oh, this is a great day. Everything's going so well. First of all, I uploaded the video for tonight. The video that's already available on my main YouTube channel, which is The Esperanza 243, TheEsperanza 243. Sorry, that was too fast, wasn't it? TheEsperanza 243. Good grief. Sorry. I'm so excited about everything that's going so well today. All right, so the video that should be available right now on my main YouTube channel, I uploaded last night, and I was so nervous of having, like, whenever I upload a video from a main channel on a Thursday night, I always worry of what time I should upload it, because for some reason, it takes close to like 10 to 12 hours for it to upload, which doesn't make sense at all, but that's how long it takes. Yeah, so I decided to upload it. I had a little trouble with it for a little bit because it wouldn't render on my computer for some stupid reason. The movie maker that I use is just not working right. I need to get a new one. I don't know what to look for, though. Anyways, when it finally rendered, it was like close to 8 o'clock, and I was so scared that, because whenever I do an upload like that, of that big of a proportion for it to take that long, I always worry that it might not be fully uploaded in the morning, because in the mornings is when I upload my gaming videos. And I try to upload those, like, right before I leave for work. And the weird thing is, I can't do anything on the internet when the upload is happening. Otherwise, it just screws it all up. I do not understand why. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and get to the book. Let me brief you guys on what happened last Friday during the reading of Knots of Family Traits. I almost forgot the title there. Do not know why. So what pages were we reading last time? Okay. So what happened in the previous reading, let's see. Why is it spaced like that? Never mind. So Melissa's grandma gave her permission to ride her bike anywhere, anywhere really that's near her property. Because she knows that Melissa won't be able to find the Wu family on her grandma's property, you know? Even though the property is probably, I never really expressed how big the property is. It is an estate, though. An estate is usually more than 3 acres, I think, right? I don't know. And so she rides her bike down the street and meets this woman named, well, everyone knows her as Sally Castaneda. Yeah, I know. I probably should have come up with a better last name, but I didn't. Anyways, she meets this woman named Sally Castaneda, but I keep mentioning the name Lizzie, and you guys will find out why. But Melissa finds out that there's this ghost that's haunting, not Melissa, that's haunting Sally, a.k.a. Lizzie. Well, sorry, Lizzie, a.k.a. Sally. That's the way it should be. Lizzie, a.k.a. Sally. And it turns out this guy used to be her boyfriend. He died somehow. I never really expressed how he died. But Melissa tells her, well, she doesn't really tell her. She just faces Cody and says, who are you? What's your name? Or basically, what's your name? And Lizzie was, like, horrified. She was like, wait, what? What do you mean? What is my name? My name is Sally, not Lizzie. She doesn't say that specifically, but, you know, that's what she's thinking, even though I never really wrote it down. And so Melissa is like, well, not Melissa, sorry. She listens to Cody, and she expresses what he's saying to Lizzie. And that's kind of where we stopped, actually, because really, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry, but this is one of my favorite parts. It's when a ghost is expressing their love to a human, okay? I know, I'm sappy, but seriously. It's one of those heartfelt moments where you wish, aw, I wish I was there to witness it. Oh, man. Okay. By the way, if you ever hear me sniffing a lot, I do apologize. I do not have my humidifier filled up and turned on. Oh, I need that humidifier to keep my sinuses clear and running and working. Working, that's what I mean. Working, not running. Jeez, then I'd have to catch it. Oh, the puns. Sorry. But, okay, so where did we stop specifically? We stopped. Oh, that's right. We stopped when Melissa is telling Lizzie what Cody is saying. And he's basically saying that it's what, what was it? Lizzie kept telling him that he was really talented. And he was saying that's what he loved about her, even after she got a book published. And that was my hint. His opinion of her never changed. It made him love her even more. And so Melissa said that to her, and she was like, it actually put a smile on her face. And then she says basically that she wants to hear his opinion, you know, this opinion that he always says to her that has always lifted her spirit, even if she didn't want it, you know. And he says, you know, he says, not until you say it, I already have. And it's basically saying, you know, I already have said I love you, that I love you for who you are. And he won't say anymore until Lizzie says it. And she does, which is so cute. And then he goes on saying, you know, what a kind woman and person she is, and what she always seems to be doing. It's one of those things where you love being around, you know? It's so hard to express the words of this. Oh, man. For a writer, you think I would know what to say. Anyways, that's actually where I stopped. And I think I'm going to go ahead and start reading, actually, even though it's kind of a little early in the time. Well, not much early, but anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start reading. While she spoke, she had watched Sally crying happy and sad tears. There's more, Cody said. Melissa glanced at him. She nodded for him to continue. She's changed. Ever since that public scene of an obsessed fan, she's been hiding. She's closed her heart. He moved his hand to Lizzie's cheek. Lizzie felt the cool temperature and put her hand on that cheek. It went through his hand. It's been 5 years, love. You need to open it again. Cody has more to say. Melissa noted. Lizzie nodded nimbly.
I figured as much. He tends to drag on. To try to bring up your confidence.
She paused.
Oh, no.
She whispered. She covered her face as she listened.
He says you've changed. That you've been hiding ever since that public scene of an obsessed fan.
She continued with narrowed brows. Lizzie grunted and hung her head.
You closed your heart. It's been 5 years, he said. It's time to open it again.
Another tear escaped Lizzie's eye.
I can't remember how,
she whispered.
But I'll try it, Cody.
Lizzie looked at Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa,
she said shakily.
I really appreciate you doing this. All these years, I thought I was losing my mind. You're welcome, Sally.
Lizzie quietly cringed after hearing that name.
I better get going. I don't really know how much time has passed.
Melissa stood and headed for the door.
Wait.
As Lizzie sighed heavily, Melissa turned to her.
I want to give you something for helping me.
Uh-oh. Hang on, guys. Someone's interrupting the reading. What's going on?
Hello.
So sorry, guys, for doing this to you all, but I need this order. Can't do that. Okay. Here we go. Trying not to give any radio silence. There we go. Thanks. You too. Whoa. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Didn't mean for that. Oh, I stole his cap. Oh, well. Sorry, guys. I don't like having radio silence, though. So, anyways, I told them 5:30. They were early. Anyways, where were we in the book? Gosh dang it, that just lost me time. Where were we?
I want to give you something for helping Cody and me. That confused Melissa, especially since he still stood with them. Okay.
She watched Lizzie leave the room and come back with a plastic bag and pen. Lizzie pulled out the know-how book, clicked the pen, and wrote in it,
"Why are you signing it? I know your grandmother already has a copy, but I want you to have this."
She put the signed book in the plastic bag and gave it to her. Melissa saw Cody smile while the author signed it. He glanced at the ghost seer and nodded his thanks. He faded away as he turned from them. Curiously, Melissa pulled it out to read the autograph, only slow and careful.
"Thanks for crossing over Cody and lifting my spirits. We both needed them. A friend, always, Lizzie Parsons."
What? Melissa widened her eyes and stared at Lizzie. She stammered and stuttered. Words come out of her mouth correctly, at least not for another minute.
You're the author?
Lizzie nodded.
And you're welcome to come over whenever you like,
she commented with a smile. She wiped the drying tears off her cheeks.
Thanks, Lizzie. Oh, but you must promise not to tell anyone I'm here. I may be in hiding from people, but even authors need privacy. There are certain fans who will do anything to get an address.
Melissa nodded with a smile.
I guess that includes Mama.
She bit her lip.
I promise.
She put the book back in the bag, thinking of how to explain the autograph.
See you soon, Lizzie.
They waved goodbye before she left and rode home. Melissa reached Mama's house in time for dinner. When she arrived, she walked her bike to the small garage her Mama had. Grandma Burke smiled at her as she entered the kitchen.
I'm almost done. Do you want to help me slicing the strawberries? Yum, strawberries. But I don't know how to slice. Dad and Mom were nervous I would hurt myself. I'll teach you then, You're going into sixth grade this fall. You might as well start some kitchen duties. Even cooking?
She wondered as her eyes grew big with excitement. Mama laughed at that.
Eventually, but not for several years. Come on, I'll get the knife and show you.
Mama saw the bag when Melissa placed it on the counter bar.
What's that? Sally gave it to me. Oh, you meant castaneta, huh?
She smiled. Melissa nodded.
She's nice, isn't she?
Yeah, she gave me a copy of that ghost book. It's actually signed by Lizzie herself.
That got Grandma Burke excited. She pulled the book out to read the autograph.
Wow, so there's another one like you? She said I could come to see her anytime I want. That's nice of her.
Mama took a knife out.
Come here.
Melissa watched her slice for a while before taking her turn. The next day, after a hearty breakfast, Melissa enjoyed her time reading a book of dyslexia exercises. She couldn't stop thinking of Lizzie, though. It made her want to visit the nice woman. Putting the book down, she searched for Mama. She found her near a flower bed, gardening.
Mama?
She watched Grandma Burke lean back and brush her hair away with the back of her hand.
Yes, Mellie?
Ooh, sorry.
Yes, Mel? May I ride... May I ride my bike?
Before glancing at her, Mama giggled.
Yes, you may. Thanks for asking. But like I said, dear, all you need is tell me, rather than asking.
She paused, realizing Quinn wouldn't allow that at his house.
At least when you visit me, you can. I doubt your father would like you doing that.
Melissa hugged her and thanks.
I'll be back later,
she called as she went back inside for her helmet.
As long as it's before 1 p.m.
Done that. As Melissa rode on the dirt road a few minutes later, she noticed how easier it got to be riding her bicycle. It made her feel a little bit better. Still, she wasn't confident enough to glance around while on the bicycle. After a while, she stopped to observe her surroundings. She spotted Lizzie's house right away. Melissa moved her bicycle off the dirt road and pushed down the kickstand with her foot. She walked up to the door to knock on it.
Hey, Melissa,
Lizzie greeted with a smile.
Come on in.
They sat down in the living room. Lizzie saw her pull a piece of paper out.
What is that? It's a note that I found the night I started seeing ghosts. And ever since then, I've been having these, well, I don't know how to explain it.
Haven't read my book yet, have you? She asked with a raised brow. Melissa shook her head.
How come? I told you, I have a reading problem. Dyslexia.
Ah, then you must be visiting your grandmother for help. Melissa nodded with a small smile.
What does the note say? Do you know? Mama helped me read it.
She unfolded the note carefully.
It was in a weird writing, and some of the words are misspelled.
And
some of the words are spelled wrong.
Lizzie eyed the note.
Before I read that note, why don't you explain to me what it is that's been happening? You said you've been having something? Oh, right.
Melissa sighed as she thought.
It's just, I don't know how to explain it.
She paused to figure out what words to use, which
wasn't much. When it happens, it feels so real. And I think the same ghost is behind them. Both times, steam or hot water is around me.
She shuddered when she remembered.
It hurts so much,
Melissa whispered.
But when someone gets me out of there, all of that steam and heat are gone, like it never happened.
That sounds like a vision. Melissa narrowed her brows in confusion. Sometimes, ghosts leave a residual energy on an object. Whenever certain people touch that object, they get a vision. What happened to the person before they died is usually what's shown, but you actually get to live it.
So this ghost, he died in some way that involves steam?
Melissa tried to understand, but she just couldn't get it to absorb in her mind. She saw Lizzie shrug.
Probably, but you won't know until he tells you himself.
Have you seen him yet?
Yeah. Only once,
she whispered.
He was dirty, tall, panicked, and he scared me.
Lizzie took the note from her carefully and read it. Melissa glanced around nervously. She felt like she was being watched. Her eyes stopped, staring at what Lizzie would see, an empty area in front of the wall. Blood drained from Melissa's face as she shuddered. Chapter 7, Searching for the Woos. When Lizzie finished reading, she glanced at her. Her brows narrowed in worry after seeing Melissa's condition. She eyed the direction the ghost seer stared.
What do you see? Him,
she whispered hoarsely.
Relax, Melissa. That's the first thing you should do. Now, instead of assuming his appearance, concentrate on his eyes. Most people forget that communication involves the eyes.
Melissa hesitantly did so. She tried her best to ignore the frightening appearance. Looking into Angel's eyes, she saw he was frightened and panicked as much as she was. It made her wonder why.
Who are you?
Melissa asked curiously. Her brows narrowed.
Why are you so scared?
He won't listen. Why won't he listen to me? He hissed.
Who are you talking about? Who are you?
He disappeared in the blink of an eye.
Wait!
She scoffed, blowing a breath against her hair.
He's gone?
Melissa nodded slowly.
What happened? He looked scared and panicked as me,
she whispered.
And he kept saying that someone won't listen to him.
She glanced at Lizzie.
What do I do?
Sounds like you need to figure out where the Woo family is. Or Angel. Lizzie cocked her head as she thought.
I actually have met all the neighbors in this area, and unfortunately, none of them have the last name Woo.
Melissa's shoulders sank.
Sorry, Melissa. But if I don't find them, this ghost could follow me. For as long as he can?
Melissa stared at her with panic and worry. Lizzie shrugged.
It all depends. Each ghost is different in some way. It is possible, though. He could. Then I have to help him,
she whispered.
How am I supposed to act around Daddy if I keep getting ghosts to follow me? I don't know, Melissa.
She had a small smile, which Melissa saw.
I answered my own question, didn't I?
She chuckled. The author nodded, still wearing the small smile. Melissa glanced around while thinking aloud.
I need to talk to the neighbors then.
Perhaps they may have an answer for you, Lizzie said, the girl's thoughts.
Would you like me to come with you?
Melissa nodded nervously.
Yes, please,
she said with shaking nerves.
But I don't think they'll find them.
Lizzie shook her head with smiling eyes. Melissa left her bike at Lizzie's house. The other neighbors weren't far apart from each other. The two chatted whilst walking to the houses. The first residence they visited didn't help, nor did the second. The ghost seer knocked on the third door. When it opened up, Melissa perked a bit. She saw a ghost, but it wasn't Angel. She lightly squeezed Lizzie's hand.
Hello, Thomas.
Hey, Sally. What brings you here?
I wanted you to meet Melissa. She is one of Burke's grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. He smiled. I remember Vestal telling me about them. Come on in.
They entered his house.
Is it the man?
Lizzie whispered. Melissa shook her head.
No, it's a woman,
she whispered.
What are you two whispering about?
Mr. Hirsch teased with a smile. Lizzie giggled and shook her head at his manner.
None of your business, dear friend, Lizzie replied.
No, Melissa, is it? Melissa nodded shyly.
How long are you staying at Vestal's?
For the weekend, sir. She's helping me with my reading.
She eyed the ghost she saw moments earlier. The woman had a heart-shaped face, scars on her neck and arms, and a dark tan.
I can't find it. Thomas usually keeps it in here,
Dammy said. Melissa glanced at Lizzie. And that is where we're going to stop, everyone. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, shoot.
Oh, this is just perfect timing, too. All right. Unfortunately, I thought I would have a little bit of time, but this is perfect. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and head out. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, saying goodbye with Need You Now by Lady Antebellum, one of my personal favorites, so you'll probably hear me sing. Bye, everyone.
And